This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Reb Dov Zichron Levocha and Ilu Nishmas Reb Shmuel Chaim Ben Reb Svi Hirsch Zichron Levocha.
Chovov Elul, Thursday the 13th of September, Rabbi David Stern, Mitzvah Shofar, to blow or to hear.
So the title of the shir is Mitzvah Shofar, to blow or to hear. So we will be discussing that point. What is the Mitzvah Shofar? It says in the Torah, the words used are Yom Teruah Yeh Lochem, a day of trumpeting shall be for you. Not very clear, is it that you should hear the trumpeting or do the trumpeting or perhaps both? So, L'cha'ira, this question is already maybe addressed by the Rishonim. The Achronim go to town about it, but maybe already by the Rishonim. In the Rosh, in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, the end of Siman Yud, when discussing the nusach of the bracha, what bracha do we make before Tkiya Shofar? So the Rosh says, Rabbi Natam Kosav, Shiesh Levorech Al Tkiya Shofar. You say, Asher Kiddushonu, Remitzoy Sovetivonu, Al Tkiya Shofar, on the blowing of the Shofar. He commands us concerning the blowing of Shofar. He adds some words, Vimshum Da'asiyoso, He Gemar Mitzvosa, that's a reference to Gemara Menachos. But the Nusach Rabbeinu Tam elect, and the Smag, also passing like this, is that we should say Al Tkiya Shofar. So the implication, the simple reading of that would indicate that that is the Tzivui, that's the Tzivonu. The Tzivui is to blow Shofar. I want to mention at this point, if the mitzvah is to blow Shofar, so how are you and I, Yotza, the mitzvah of blowing Shofar? I don't blow the Shofar. The Baal Tekeah blows the Shofar. That means, if the mitzvah would be for me to hear the shofar, so I hear the shofar. If the mitzvah was for me to blow the shofar, so why am I yotze with his blowing of the shofar? Oh, so l'chaira would maybe be that he's doing it on my behalf somehow, some sort of shlichus. But there's a bit of a problem, because there is a generally accepted rule that a mitzvah which I'm told to perform with my guf, I can't appoint a shliach to do, can't tell him to put on tefillin on my behalf, etc. It's not clear which mitzvahs did the Torah insist I do with my guf, or which mitzvahs do I have to do, a maisa, but I perhaps can get someone else to do the maisa on my behalf. So the Kapos Tmorim in Rosh Hashanah addresses this point, and the Kapos Tmorim says an interesting thing. He says that the Torah wrote Yom Teruah Yeh Lochem, which is mashma, Shekol Yisrael Yotzim B'Teruah Echad. We find a similar language, Kol Yisrael Yotzim B'Sukkah Achas, and Kol Yisrael Yotzim B'Pesach Echad, right? And that's actually the source of Shlichus in Kedushim and Malach and Mubeis, because it says, V'shochtu Oysen Kol Kadas Yisrael Bein Rabbayim. So we learn that from their Shlichus, Shulucham Gamoysa, that there's a mitzvah me to Shech the Kol Pesach, but I can get the Kohen to do so as my Shliach, and with that I am Yotzer. So the Kapos Tmorim suggests that here the Torah Gilsa, the Torah revealed to us, that likewise the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar is one of those mitzvahs which I can get someone to do on my behalf. One truah needs to be blown on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael, and he will act as their agent, as their shliach, and they'll be yotze with his tekiah. Al-Kaponim, that is by way of explanation of how one could contemplate that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of tekiah, to blow. So that l'chayr would be the shit of Rabbeinu Tam over here, who says, v'tzivonu al tekiah shofar. But the Rosh goes on to say, v'rav yoh, hevi a Yerushalmi, he says the Rav Yoh brings a Yerushalmi, the Kornasana says we don't have this Yerushalmi, that the Tekea Tzor Chavor Chashek Yishonu says Zivonu Lishmoya the Kol Shofar. V'chein Kosav Bahag, and this is the language the Bahag uses, Hod Mevorchim Lishmoya B'Kol Shofar V'loi Mevorchim Liskoya B'Shofar E'at Kiya Shofar. So the Bahag says actually the reverse. We say, which is of course what we do, Lishmoya Kol Shofar, and we do not say Al Tkiya Shofar or Liskoya B'Shofar. So the Bahag says, like one does say when it comes to the Kriya of the Megillah, one says Al Mikro Megillah. So the Bahag says, Mishum, the Bishmias Kol Shofar Hu Yotze, V'loi B'Tkiya Shofar. So the simple reading of that Bahag is, on the contrary, he says, the mitzvah is the hearing of the Shofar, not the blowing of the Shofar, so I'm not going to say V'Tzivon Al Tkiya Shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, and that's the bracha, therefore, that I make, Lishmaya Kol Shofar. And this is how the Rambam paskens and the Tur, like this shit of the Bahag, that the bracha is to hear the sound of the shofar. In fact, the Rambam, so I haven't seen it inside, but they quote a tshuva of the Rambam in Pe'er Hador, that's tshuvas of the Rambam, where the Rambam seemingly takes this to quite an extreme and says that in the same way that when you build a sukkah, the building of the sukkah is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah, it's merely to enable you to then sit in the sukkah. So the Rambam says, similarly, the blowing of the shofar is no more than a hachana or a heksher in order to get the sound of the shofar so that you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah by hearing the sound of the shofar. But the tkiah of the shofar, says the Rambam, is analogous to the building of a sukkah. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. How do you get the sound? By blowing. So that would seem to be the view of the Bahag. Okay, so we have L'chaira and Machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam and the Sanag say the mitzvah is to blow. The Bahag, Rambam and Tor, Rav Yo, seem to say that the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar. And the Bahag brings a raya, which the Rosh says. The raya that he brings is, he says, you can't say the mitzvah is to blow shofar, because the Gemara says in Daf Chavches, over there in Rosh Hashanah, that if somebody is blowing shofar and the mouthpiece, I don't mean the mouthpiece, the big opening of the shofar at the end, is in a pit, and when he blows, it produces an echo. And what he hears is not the sound directly from the shofar, he hears the sound of the echo, the kol havora. So the Gemara says he's not yotzer, even though he was the one doing the blowing. So the Bahag says, now clearly, if the mitzvah is blow shofar, I blew shofar. If the mitzvah is blow shofar, which will produce a sound, I don't know, I blew shofar, which will produce a sound. But the Gemara says, you're not yotzer. So says the Bahag, you see from here, the mitzvah is to hear the sound of a shofar. And you haven't heard the sound of a shofar, you've heard the sound of an echo. And therefore, you're not yotzer the mitzvah. So that's a lechera, strong raya against the first position, that the mitzvah is not to blow the shofar, the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar.
No, to blow it. It's against the mitzvah to blow.
The mitzvah would be to hear. Is that not what I said?
It's against the one
that says
to blow.
Who says the mitzvah is to blow? Sorry. Yeah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah is to blow, to hear, and not to blow.
That's
right. Okay, sorry.
Microphone?
So again, you'd have to know, but maybe microphone just amplifies the sound, but it's still the original sound, or maybe it changes the sound. I haven't looked into that. I know that there are those who are makbid when it comes to a chuppah, for example, not to use amplification. That's a discussion whether that is considered a different sound or perhaps the original sound. I just want to briefly discuss that l'chaira, neither of these positions are absolutely true. L'chaira, there's a little bit of both. Because you can't say the mitzvah is just to hear the shofar. Now, there are a couple of rights. First of all, the Shagas Arya wants to suggest, and the Kapas Tamorim, that if the mitzvah would be just to hear the shofar, there's a Mishnah which says that if a cheresh shaita v'kotin below shofar, a child, a lady who's potter from mitzvah shofar, were to blow shofar, and I, the adult, the male adult, hears the sound that they're blowing. So the Mishnah says, I'm not yotzer. Now, bishloim, if the mitzvah is to blow shofar, so they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so how can they do it on my behalf, act as my agent, as a mashiach to do it? But if the mitzvah is for me to hear the sound of a shofar, so they've produced the sound of a shofar, it's now being blown, and I hear it, I'm a bar chiyuva, so why shouldn't I be yotzer with a sound produced? You're all suggesting an idea, maybe Graham put it most succinctly, that it's not a valid sound of a shofar. The Sfasemes says in the Makori Kodesh, Pesach Frank, they say that this in itself perhaps isn't conclusive proof that the mitzvah is beyond hearing, that there's a mitzvah to do a ma'aseh tzkiyah. Maybe mitzvah is just to hear. But the mitzvah is to hear the sound of a shofar, right? For example, according to the Mand Omer, who said it has to be shofar shal ayil, if you were to take a shofar shal poro, keren poro, and you were to blow with a keren poro, and to the uninitiated, the sound is identical, perhaps, let's say, to the shofar shal ayil, but it wouldn't be, you wouldn't be yotzer your mitzvah with hearing such a sound, because it's not the sound of a shofar. It might sound like the sound of a shofar, but it's not the sound of a shofar. Similarly, says the Sos Emes, if a lady or a cotton blows a shofar, right, that is not a kosher sound of a shofar, because a kosher sound of a shofar is a shofar that's being blown by someone who the Torah commanded to blow a shofar, or to hear shofar perhaps, but by someone who is b'toras the mitzvah tkiyah shofar, his sound is a kosher sound. It has to be a koil shofar shal mitzvah. Similarly, there's another halacha that a misasek, someone was playing around with a shofar and a sound came out. So he's lo yotzav, ha-shamir an misasek lo yotzav. And the Shari Zara says, if the mitzvah is for me to hear the shofar, what do I care that the fellow was playing around? He was misasek. But I heard a good sound. I wasn't misasek. I was shockling and I had kavona to be yotzah. What do I care that the sound was... So the answer would be similar, that the misasek wasn't blowing it, the shem mitzvah. So it's like, for argument, take a monkey would blow a shofar. That's not a kosher shofar. A kosher has to be blown by a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah, by someone who the Torah commanded, and blown l'shem mitzvah. And only then is it a kosher sound of a shofar, which you and I can then pay attention to and listen to. But if it's blown by someone who's not a bar chiyuva, it's not that they can't be mitzvah in the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah myself, but I haven't heard the kosher sound, because the sound has to be produced by someone who's mechuyev in the mitzvah. So that in itself wouldn't prove that there's an element of tekiah in the mitzvah. Perhaps that you could say it's just to hear, but I have to hear a kosher sound of a shofar shal mitzvah. But there is another raya, that it's not just the shmir alone which suffices, because again, there's a brisa which says that niskaven shomea v'lo niskaven mashmia. So the person blowing the shofar was blowing it for himself. He was a bar chiyuva, an adult male. He blew it to be yotze the mitzvah, but he wasn't. He didn't have in mind to be moitzi the listener with his tekiah. So the brisa says that the shomea is not yotze. Now here, what could be the problem? If the mitzvah was merely to hear a sound of a shofar shal mitzvah, so what could be the problem? It was a sound of a shofar shal mitzvah, yes. Blown by a bar chiyuva, blown a shem mitzvah. I, the listener, had in mind to be yotze by hearing, with my ears hearing the sound, to be yotze the mitzvah. What do I care that he was unaware of my presence behind the door, and he was not having in mind to be moitzi me? I'm yotze with my shmir. So this, the Achronim say, is the chayra conclusive proof that I need to be yotze with his tekiah. His act of tekiah has to be done on my behalf, and if he's not doing it on my behalf as my agent, because he doesn't know that I'm listening to his blowing, then, although I might have a shmiyas kol shofar, I haven't got a tekiyas kol shofar. So l'chayra, from that gemara we see that there is a mitzvah to blow. And like we began, the mitzvah is always fulfilled because the Baal Tekiyah does it on my behalf. But so we've proven l'chayra from that gemara there's a mitzvah of tekiyah. But on the other hand, just to say that there's a mitzvah of tekiyah, you clearly cannot say either, like the Bahag said, because if you blow and you hear the sound of an echo, you're not Yetzer. Or the Rambam in Tshuvas, in that Pe'er Adoy, writes, if you blow and you block your ears, and you don't hear what you're blowing, or Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that someone who's Medaber Ve'ino Shemea, who's got a Das, not a, someone who's Eino Shemea Ve'ino Medaber, but someone who's Medaber Ve'ino Shemea, he's about Das. He cannot fulfill the mitzvah Shofar, because he can't hear himself, he can't hear the sound he's producing. So we see from all these cases that merely blowing is insufficient also. You need to hear. So the Achronim therefore conclude the Kapas Tomorrow that actually there are two elements to the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. There's a mitzvah to blow shofar, and with that, I'm yotze with the Baal Tekiyah doing it b'shlichusi. And there's a mitzvah to hear the sound of the shofar. So there's two elements. One element he's doing on my behalf, okay? And the other element, the shmir, I'm doing myself. And these two elements, by the way, have to be carried out simultaneously. It's not like, you know, there's two parts of the mitzvah. So I can blow a shofar and block my ears. And then I can go along half an hour later and hear someone who's blowing shofar for himself and pay attention and listen and say, right, half an hour ago I had the tekiah, now I've got the shmir, so I'm sorted. No, there's two elements of the mitzvah, the tekiah and the shmir. And the two elements have to be carried out simultaneously. As and when you are fulfilling the mitzvah of tekiah, Then and there you have to hear the sound produced by your tekiah, or by the tekiah of the Baal Tekiah, and be yotze with your shmi at the same time. The machleks, reverting to the original machleks Rosh Hashanah about the nusach, it would seem, Naimik Bracha writes this, that they're all in accordance that there's two halakim to the mitzvah, the tekiah and the shmi. The shaila is, as it were, I'm not quite sure the ramifications of this, but what's the ikka mitzvah? So the Rebbeinu Tam will say, the ikka mitzvah is to blow shofar, therefore the nusach of the bracha was l'skoyo, al tekiah shofar. And the Bahag will say, the ikka mitzvah is the shmiya. Because he says, with the tzki alone, you're not yaitzi, you need to hear it, doch. So the ikka mitzvah is the shmiya. But they both are in agreement that you have to do both parts. So the shayla is, what's the ikka, and therefore what chazal will kever the nusach of bracha has been?
See, but the
Baal Tekiah
would have to say to himself,
"Are you
going to
yotze
everybody?
Will
I see them? I don't see them. I'm on the door, outside the shul."
Well, the Mishnah actually says that a chazan haknesses, the Baal Tekiah in a shul, if someone's passing by a shul and pays attention, then he's yotze because the Baal Tekiah in a shul is automatically mechaven to be motzi whoever in the public might be listening. It's only a private Baal Tekiah that has that specific. Kavona to be moitzi a shemir.
Most Baal Tekiah, I think maybe are thinking to themselves that they're being moitzi the shemir, so to speak. Not that they're actually acting as a shemir from the blowing for the shemir.
I don't want to be recorded inaccurately, but I don't remember exactly, but I know that in Gates of Yeshiva, Rav Ram, who is the Baal Makri, calls out something to that effect, yes, as the Olam Zol Mecham Zayn, Yeter Zayn, with the egg in a shmiya, with a tekiah of the Baal Tekiah. So, that's his nusach. Your own shmiya, with a tekiah of the Baal Tekiah. So that, your shmiya is your yaitza, your shmiya, and the tekiah aspect your yaitza with his tekiah on your behalf as your shliach. Okay. I'd like to go into, this is now going to be a little bit duffistic, but I'd like to mention a kasha of the Kapas Tamorim. And l'chaira, how one can resolve this difficulty. The Kapas Tamorim asks a question from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph discusses a gentleman, he appears in a few places in Shas, who is a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayru. Because he had two masters, and one master was a Meshachra, the other one wasn't, so he's a half-half. Now, of course, his chatzi avdus is only mechuyev no more than mitzvahs that women are mechuyev in, and therefore, as it comes to kiyush shofar, which is mitzvah shel van groma, his chatzi avdus is potter from the mitzvah of kiyush shofar. His chatzi cherus is a male and is chayev in the mitzvah of kiyush shofar. So the Gemara says in Afkof Tes, a chatzi eved, a chatzi mechayrim, cannot be moitzi es minoi, right? This is the chatzi eved, chatzi mechayrim club. So there are a bunch of them there. He cannot be moitzi his fellow chatzi eved chatzi mechayrim because we also tzad avdus didei his tzad avdus cannot come umapik tzad cherus of his fellow chatzi eved chatzi mechayrim. But not only that, says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a brisa machloek samarom. The Gemara concludes with a brisa mishechetzi eved chetzi mechayrim af laatzmoi einay moitzi. He can't even blow shofar for himself. Because he is comprised of a chatzi avdus and a chatzi cherus. When he blows shofar, the chatzi avdus is also blowing a shofar. And his chatzi avdus cannot serve to blow shofar for his chatzi cherus. So what he has to do, this chatzi avdus, chatzi mechayrin, he has to go to shul and listen to the tkiya of a full ben chayrin, a full yid. Right? But he can't go to the chatzi avdus, chatzi mechayrin club, like we said. Nor can he actually blow for himself. He has to hear tkiya from a proper ben chayrin. Comes the Kavos Tamorim and he says, I don't understand. How can this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechayrim be Yotze with the Tekiah of a Ben Chayrim? We have a rule. Kol Milsa, the Ihu, Loi Motza Ovid, Shliach Loi Motza Mashveh. There's a rule. Whenever I need to resort to Shlichus, if it's something I could do in person, I can appoint a Shliach to do on my behalf. But if it's something that for some reason I'm ineligible to do in person, and the shliach can be no better than me, so if I can't do it myself, I can't make a shliach. Now, we said that there's two halakim to the mitzvah, but for the tekiah element, you need the Baal Tekiah to be your shliach. But the problem is that how can this chatzi eved chatzi mechayrim appoint the Baal Tekiah as his shliach to do the mitzvah tekiyah shev on his behalf. He himself can't do the tekiyah himself. Can't do the mitzvah of tekiyah himself. So he can't do the mitzvah of tekiyah himself. How can you appoint a ben chayrin to do it? B'shlichusa. Kol milsa de'iu lo imotza ovid. Shliach lo imotza mashva. That is the question which the Kabbalah tomorrow has. You could have maybe said, I'll just interject, that you could have maybe said that this is not subject to that rule, because Be'etzem, his chatzi avdus, his chatzi cheres could blow shofar. Right? The only problem is that his chatzi cheres, his chatzi avdus comes along and said, hello, you're not going anywhere without me. You're blowing shofar, I'm blowing shofar, I'm coming along. And therefore his chatzi avdus impairs his ability to get a tzki of cheres. But literally he could get his chatzi avdus to say, yeah, you stay behind, stay there. Be'etzem, his chatzi Cheirus could blow the shofar. So you could actually argue and say that here I'm appointing a ben chayrin to do it. So it's a way that I'm, you know, getting my chatzi avdus to stay out of the picture. And to that extent, my chatzi cheirus was never ineligible. The problem was that the chatzi avdus is coming along. But if I get him to stay behind, I'm okay. And therefore, I am really a iul motza ovid. Just it's for practical reasons that I'm not iul motza ovid. But in lomdus, I am a motza ovid. But the Kabbalah Smarim doesn't accept this, it seems, and the Kabbalah Smarim says, at the end of the day, right, can you blow shofar for yourself? You cannot, because you are comprised of two parts, avdus and cheirus, and therefore, if you cannot blow shofar, how can you appoint a shliach to blow on your behalf?
I also can't blow the pepper, Kabbalah and Nekdis, not to promote yourself. And the woman who means that after the cheirus, and that then cheirus could blow yourself to his ten cheirus.
Okay, I hear you. I hear. You're suggesting a possibility where he could actually do it himself as well. The Gemara seems to say that that's an impossibility. The only way forward is for him to hear from somebody else. In any event, that is a question that the Kavsman asked. So I'd like to dissect a little bit his question. This is based on a Mikroi Kodesh, B'tifesach Frank. And L'chaira, we'll see that actually it's not really a problem. I'd like to ask you, gentlemen. There's two halakim to the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, the tkiyah and the shmiya. A chatzi of the chatzi ben chayrin says the Gemara can't blow for himself. Now I'm asking you, what can he not do himself? Is it that he can't do a tkiyah himself because his chatzi avdus can't do the tkiyah for his chatzi cheirus? Or is it that he can't do the shmiya himself because he's going to be hearing something with his chatzi avdus as well, and that's going to be problematic. What's the problem? Is it or maybe both elements? Is it the tekiah that he can't do, or the shmiah that he can't do? Now that Kabbalah Tomorrow understood, it's the tekiah that he can't do, and therefore he asked, if that's the case, how can he get someone else to do the tekiah on his behalf? Of the Sezer of Tifesach Frank, l'chera, this is not so. There is no reason why this chatzi ev chatzi mecharin can't do the tekiyah shofar for himself. Because we don't find anywhere else, I wouldn't say this off my own back, but Rabbi Pesach says it, we don't find by any other mitzvah in the entire Torah that a chatzi ev and a chatzi mecharin cannot fulfill mitzvahs. We don't find that he can't shake lulav, we don't find he can't sit in the sukkah, we don't find he can't put on tefillin, tzitzis, all the mitzvahs that men are mechuyav and women are not, we don't find anywhere that a chatzi v'chatzi mecharin can't fulfill these mitzvahs. And he says, because actually he can, there's no reason why he can't. What's the problem? His chatzi cheres is doing the mitzvah. Right? The problem is that the chatzi avdus is doing the mitzvah too. So he says, so what? So the chatzi avdus is doing the mitzvah too. Therefore, in school, maybe when we were 6 years old, yeah, you know, we would think of a chatzi ev and a chatzi mecharin as someone who, you know, until his midriff, he's a Bechorin, then the lower half, he's an Eved, and he's like, so for anything he's only doing with half his body. But that's of course nonsense. He's not doing it with half his body. He is doing the mitzvah with all this koyach and his ram, mache, vorim, and shesor, gidim. Right? He's just, halachically, both, he's partially a Bechorin, he's also partially an Eved. So, what's wrong, says Rabbi Frank, was his tzad cheirus has got a mitzvah to do, so his tzad cheirus does the mitzvah. And his tzad cheirus is being moitzi the chelik ha-cheirus, which is mitzvah in the mitzvah. Now, at the same time, there's a tzadav dos coming along, who's not required to do this mitzvah, and is also playing along, and he's also doing the mitzvah. So what? Why would that impair the validity of the tzadcherus doing the mitzvah, and being moitzi his tzadcherus, which is mechuyev to do the mitzvah? He can shake lulav, he can put on tefillin, his tzadcherus is doing the mitzvah, his tzadcherus is required to do the mitzvah, and he's doing the mitzvah. The tzadav dos coming along poses no problem. One second, Rav Chassid. Let me finish, please. So, therefore, to that end, there would be no problem with his tzadcherus blowing shofar for himself, and therefore, to that end, he can appoint a shliach to do the chelek hatzkiyah for himself, because the chelek hatzkiyah is something which he can genuinely do himself. On the contrary, not like you suggested, says Rav Pesach Frank. The problem of Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Mecharon was never that he can't do the Tzkiya Shofar for himself. The problem was in the Shmiyas Kol Shofar. The truth is, to be perfectly accurate, not even the Shmiyas Kol Shofar, because that also is an act of listening, which the Chatzi Cheirus can do, and the Chatzi Avdus doing it at the same time would not be a problem. It's more, to be specific, it's the Kol Shofar produced by his Chatzi Avdus that poses the problem. Because what's the halacha if you have the sound of a shofar, and at the same time the sound of the shofar is being joined by a kol posel? So there are two cases which demonstrate that that is a kol posel. For example, there's a halacha if you have a hole in the shofar, a nekev which is not ma'akev of the tekiah. You could have blown the shofar, it would have produced a beautiful sound with the nekev. Now he went and he was soysim of the nekev, he filled this hole with an einoy minoy, with a piece of wood or something, which is invalid. Now he blows through this shofar, so it's the shofar barring the steamer that's producing the sound. It's also the shofar including the steamer which is producing the sound. So there's now a hisarvus of a kol kosher and a kol posel. The halacha is that that's invalid, because you don't have a pure kol shofar kshera. You have a kol shofar together with a kshera, together with a kol shofar psula. And it's one sound, not two sounds. It's one sound, it's not stereo, right? It's one sound. And that one sound includes kol posel, and that invalidates the whole kol. Or another example which I'll give you is, if somebody blew into a pit, but he didn't just hear the Kol Avora. He heard both sounds. He heard the original Kol Shofar and the Kol Avora. Says Rashi, it's possible. Why? Who cares about the Kol Avora? Forget the Kol Avora. I'm hearing the Kol Shofar as well. The Torah says it doesn't matter that there's a Kol Shofar present. But mingled with this Kol Shofar, there's a Kol Avora, a sound of an echo which is possible. And that serves to disqualify the entire Kol. So, says Rav Tzvi Frank, the problem with the Chatzi Ev and the Chatzi Mechoren is that when he blows the sound of Shofar, the sound is being produced by Cheirus, which is good, and it's being produced by Avdus, which is no good. Because like we said, this goes back to Graham's vault, that the sound produced by an Eved or an Isha or a Cotton is a Kol Posel, because it's not Kol Shofar Shal Mitzvah. So here the sound is being produced by Chelek HaCheirus, which is okay, and by Chelek HaAvdus, which is not okay. So, basically, the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Mechoren is unable to produce a pure, unadulterated Kol Shofar Kashero. That's his problem. So that's easily solvable. He goes to Shul, and he hears a Ben Chayrim blowing. That's a Kol Shofar Kashero. There's now no problem with the sound which is produced, which he's listening to. So he can be Yotzer with his Shmir. So let's go back to that, to the Kavos Tomorrow. What was Kavos Tomorrow's question? How can he be yotzer with the tzkiyah of the Baal Tekeah? If you can't do this, how can you appoint a shliach? What couldn't I do? I couldn't do a maisa. It is a problem would have been that I can't do a maisa tzkiyah, then how can I appoint a shliach? But there was no problem. I could do a maisa tzkiyah. The Chatzi Avdus would never have bothered my tzkiyah. So therefore I can appoint you to do a tzkiyah on my behalf as well. The problem is that I wouldn't be able to hear the sound I produced, because the code I produced would be an invalid sound. So I get you to produce a valid sound, and then I'm yoytza with my egin shmiya, to quote Rav Rom. With my egin shmiya, I'm yoytza. I'm not yoytza now with a shlichas, with a shmiya of a shliach. With my egin shmiya, I'm yoytza. And my ignor shmiyah, I've got a tzad chirus, which I can hear that bit myself, so there's no problem. So there is no problem, therefore, with a chatzeh v'chatzeh mechorin being yotzeh, with a tzkiyah of a proper mechorin. For the tzkiyah, the Baal Tekeah can serve as a shliach, and for the shmiyah, he can be yotzeh with his own shmiyah, so long as the sound being produced is an unadulterated kol shefek shero. So in conclusion, therefore, we've established that l'chayra the achroimim concludes that there are two chalokim to the mitzvah, to blow and to hear, the shalis maybe, which is the ikka chalik of the mitzvah, and therefore what the nusach of the bracha should be. The chatzi menchurin is unable to blow for himself, not because of the chalik hatakia, but because the shmiya, he wouldn't be able to hear a kosher unadulterated kosher shofar kashera, and to that end he can get a Baal Tekeah to blow for him and act as his agent on the tekia, and he will be yotzer with his unadulterated kol that's produced with his egin and shmir.